Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, D.C., Maryland, Virginia? Happy Thursday morning to you. We're the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, which is presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area, EMP180weightloss.com. Good morning. I'm Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter at MoneyMetalCakes. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Hi, Cakes. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, sir. Also joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
He's on various social media platforms. Follow him at EB Junkies.
That's right. Thank
That's
you, buddy.
How it's done. As I mentioned, it is Open Line Thursday. The number is 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls throughout the show. You get to steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want. You could talk sports. You could talk non-sports. You could talk politics.
Yeah,
not really.
Nah, we don't do politics.
I don't know
here.
Why I throw that out there.
We don't
early.
Do politics
you
here.
You could talk music. You could talk whatever you want. You could talk movies.
Yeah.
You could talk World Cup. You could talk Orioles
you could
beating
talk,
the Nats.
You could talk wagering.
Can talk betting and wagering.
And
which
is a good day.
For us is a driving force behind our World Cup viewing in 2018.
Yes, it was yesterday. Anyway.
A lot of people were watching. A lot of people were paying attention. I know first time I turned it on during the week because I wanted to see how the sweat bets were going.
Oh, there's so much sweating.
And there was so much sweating going on. Oh, my God.
Now,
and
didn't really sweat that much during the Portugal game, though Jason lost money on that because he bet Portugal over a goal and a half.
Yep, lost that one.
And they only scored one goal. Didn't really sweat that much during Uruguay, Saudi Arabia. They had that game pretty much in hand. The sweaterific game was Spain and Iran, the 2 p.m. kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Which should have been a blowout,
Russia.
Right? Shouldn't it have been a blowout
Spain
in theory?
Was heavily favored.
Yeah.
And I don't know the possession numbers, but I did see at one point that Spain was outpassing Iran 366 to 66.
They were killing
Like, they had the ball in Iran's end. If I had to guess, this is a conservative guess, 80% of the game.
Yeah.
It might have been trending towards 90% of the game.
Still, it was scoreless at halftime.
Scoreless at the half, and we just needed a Spain win
yep.
to complete the parlays.
Because a draw burns the bet.
A draw destroys the bet, yep. And I had Spain in not one, not two, not three, four different parlays, yep. Which is idiotic.
Okay,
in hindsight,
fine.
It's idiotic.
But
well, I said you had to,
Spain scores at about the, I don't know, the 70th minute, somewhere in there.
Which, by the way, was a big, giant Christmas gift dropped in our laps in June because technically they did score, but it was just a scramble in front of the net. The
yeah.
ball squirts past the Iranian goalkeeper, and somehow Spain scores. They're up 1-0.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Iran had mega chances in the last 10 minutes.
Well, about right. 10 minutes after that,
yeah.
Iran scores on a set piece.
Right.
I can't remember if it was a header. I don't think it was. It wasn't a header. Got behind the defense. Guy just kicked behind the Spain goalkeeper. And I said, well, that's it. We're torpedoed.
Did they call it offside?
The bet is dead in the water. I see Iran celebrating. But then I see the best sight I'd seen all day. I see the ref with his hand up.
Yeah.
And they're focusing it on him. And I'm thinking to myself,
who's going to hit a one-outer?
I was like, I have a sweat that they're gonna take this goal off the board. So they huddle. They get together, and lo and behold, 10 seconds later, it goes from 1-1 back to 1-0.
Right.
Did they call offsides?
Called offsides.
Yeah.
So now the sweat is officially back on, but you still have to sweat the rest of the game.
Of course.
And you knew there was going to be minimum 4 minutes of extra time.
Stoppage time is the worst, especially when you're trying to sweat out a parlay win. So even before stoppage time, Iran gets
an assault on
a golden chance on Spain. A cross that comes right in front of the keeper, and one of those Iranian docks got his head on it.
Yep.
And it went north of the crossbar by about a foot.
Not
maybe
yeah,
2 feet.
Not very far away, yeah.
And I did this. I did one of these. Dodged a bullet on that. Then we get to stoppage time. And
Iran couldn't put anything
they
together.
They bled out the last 4 minutes, and the parlay comes through.
Now, did you? Now, your wife was at work, so she wasn't sweating the bet with you.
She wasn't sweating at all. She had, like, if you gave her all 32 teams and gave her 100 chances to guess who's playing each other,
right.
She would have gotten.
So you put
care.
A little bit more on that than I did. You put 500 on that.
I put 500 on that.
I put 300
on the three game.
And how about this? In kind of a hedge move, I took both of the underdogs plus a goal and a half.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so big winner.
So I hit the parlay, and I hit both of the hedge plays. I go 3-0 on that.
You hedgy-pooed it.
Yep.
I love that.
I hedgy-pooed.
That's awesome.
So towards the end, I certainly didn't want Iran to score, but I didn't want Spain to score either.
Well, Spain at that point, they're just trying to kill it.
Yeah.
They're trying to deflate the ball.
Yeah.
They're trying to just pass it 1,000 times and play keep away. But the outstanding game now is, I thought it was going to be today. It's actually Friday.
It's
Brazil. We just need Brazil to come through.
They're going
to
beat Costa Rica.
As a massive favorite. Hmm. And then every bet hits.
Then are you jumping back in, or did it scare you sufficiently?
Oh, it was pretty scary.
Oh, he loves it, though. He loves it.
I didn't love it. I didn't love it when the guy almost knocked in the header with 5 minutes left. I'm going to dabble today, but I think the max bet is like $25.
Way down.
Yeah, I'm really scaling.
You're
going
to limit your exposure.
I think all I'm going to do is I'm going to consult with my soccer consortium behind the glass over there.
Right.
And figure out a three-game parlay and bet $25 on it. That way I just...
Just to have a little something.
Just to have a very, very minor micro sweat.
All right, let me ask you this. So you still have Brazil outstanding, and how many of your bets?
Two.
So how much have you won right now?
Ask Valdez. He is the
500.
He's the numbers guy.
You won for what? About $150 or something? 200?
His total account is up 438.
438. And how much are you exposed still?
300.
But you're still a net winner. So even if you lose Brazil, you're still a net winner.
Correct. Even if Brazil just gags it away and loses to a country the size of this studio in Costa Rica, I'll still be ahead.
If Brazil wins, as they should, then how much would he be up?
So his pending bets. If Brazil wins, he has two bets. One parlay is the four gamer. 100 will pay him 191.
Right.
And then his other one is 200 to win 154. So if Brazil wins, he will win
like
780
40 or something.
Like 780 more.
Whatever.
Or 780 total.
Yeah.
And then I think I have to cash out.
I mean, you have up
780.
I think you tap out and you go, you know what?
Yeah, you know what?
You're going to win that.
It's been a good run.
You're going to go 4-0 on that.
Look, I'm not Rom.
The draws can whore you, though, Jason.
Yeah, but Brazil's not going
to
draw.
Rom, the card counter. No win is ever big enough. He has to keep just pressing and pressing until he just gets felted.
Who?
Who is the person we speak of? A nearly $800 win is sufficient for me.
Yeah.
To cash out the chip.
It's a good
one. But wouldn't you be psyched to get a grand peeled off to you?
Look, Johnny Enabler back there.
He's a big time enabler.
He wants me to go for the really big kill.
You'd be a good drug dealer.
Now, did you piggyback all of those bets?
Did I piggyback? Yeah. No, I didn't.
You didn't like him. You didn't like him.
You didn't do any of them.
Didn't do any of them.
Wow.
You didn't like him, right?
It's just whenever Cakes is all in on something, you always want to stay away.
Hey, understood. Yeah. I get it. Look, I did nothing but bet on massive favorites, and every game was a one-goal squeaker.
Right.
Every game was a one-goal result.
Well, today I have a parlay. I got France over Peru. I got France over Purdue, the Boilermakers.
Right.
And then I've got France parlayed with Brazil on Friday. And a hunch pays me about $92.
I like it.
So I hit for about 410 yesterday.
It's a nice score.
Good day for the Bishops.
Yeah.
World Cup's treated us kind of well.
To go right to the Bank of America credit card.
Right. I'm staying away. I've seen too many upsets, too many like disappointing draws.
Right.
I'm staying away. Too scared. Especially when you have like four teams going like that.
Now, Drabby, I don't have a vibe on the Denmark, Australia, or the Argentina, Croatia, because I looked at the scores of those teams earlier in their first round. Denmark and Australia scored one goal in their first game.
Well, and Argentina disappointed in their first game, right?
Yeah, they drew with Iceland.
Right, Messi missed the PK.
Yep. So I'm going to have to lean on you for those.
No, don't lean on me today. I don't have much of a vibe.
Oh, you know what? You're going to have to lean on AWOD.
No, don't lean on him either.
How'd he do yesterday? Did he just do the same bets Cakes? Did he just piggyback Cakes' bets?
No, I took all the big dogs yesterday and I hit. So I think I made like $78 betting 50.
He did the same thing I did.
He did the same
thing.
That was
my question, stupid. No, Cakes didn't bet on Portugal. I bet on Portugal.
He did bet on Portugal.
Let's be honest. Yesterday was easy. Nobody should be bragging about that. Those teams were all massive favorites.
Trust me, I'm not bragging. I consider myself butt lucky to have won.
Yeah, but can you give me props for betting the underdogs plus a goal and a half?
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's better than us.
Just getting hooked.
See, Cake.
Do you have a vibe on France today?
France has been playing like poo the last few months, but they should be way better than Peru. Argentina is mediocre at best.
All right. Why is Argentina mediocre?
What the hell happened to them?
Because they're slow. They have Messi, and then I have some inside intel from my friend, JC Toro, who's Argentinian.
Yeah.
And he tells me how slow their midfield is, and if they don't.
Why, they got a bunch of old guys?
Just old, yeah, old. 29, 30-year-olds, they get smoked down the sidelines.
Wish I was 29.
I know. I wish I was a slow 29 or 30-year-old. Just a slow 47-year-old.
All right, so the first game is Denmark-Aussie. That's in hour and 50.
Jason, Cakes can do the same thing you did with Costa Rica.
Yeah.
He can bet them plus two goals against Brazil.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can try to middle it?
Yeah. And then hopefully for
couldn't Brazil come out and just blast them four zippy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus I mean, they two. Totally could. You know, I'm not that comfortable. You know what I'm comfortable with? Brazil. I think I'm on the right side.
I'm just going to play Brazil flat.
What we should have bet on yesterday was Bryce going over. That's what we should have bet on.
Now, that's a bet I lost.
That's a bet.
Because I
made
that bet with Valdez that he would bet at least 333 in the series and hit a home run.
And so far,
this is Matt Valdez.
He's one for eight.
One for eight.
He's one for eight. He's got to go 3 for 4 tonight.
Here's what I wanted to say to
and
you,
hit
Jason.
A bomb. It's not going
to happen. At some point, by the way, we're going to talk about Valdez's odyssey yesterday. It doesn't have to be now, but at some point.
He had an odyssey.
Before 10 a.m., we're going to talk about his day yesterday.
6:20, or you know, do it the next segment. But, I mean, I don't want to gloat, but this with Bryce, Jason, it's not about the opposition. You know what I mean? It's about him.
No,
that's
I know.
Why
I
he's
know.
In this hole.
I know. Look, I took a chance and thought against one of the worst pitching staffs in the league.
He would break out.
Especially one of the worst bullpens that he would break out, but he has not.
It makes logical sense.
I have been wrong.
But he's just in a huge hole.
Yep.
And what is he hitting for the month of June?
125-ish.
Ooh, right.
I'm guessing.
You know,
June's almost over.
Holden brought up a good point yesterday.
By the way, Mike Trout's hitting 450 in the month of June. Think about that.
Yeah. I mean, they're having opposite careers right now. When Bryce a couple years ago when the Cubs walked him, remember?
And it
just had actually gotten his head all year. He just kind of had a bad year. Then last year rebounded. I don't know what triggered this, but he might just flail away all year like he did in 16. It's possible.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's possible.
You would think he would break. He's hitting 133, by the way. 133 in the month of June.
And for the season, what's he down to now? About 211,
209.
He's down to 209.
He's hitting 209. In the month of June, he's 8 for 60.
Right.
I mean, you just don't see. I mean, this guy's a starting outfielder in the All-Star game.
Right.
Oh, he's. I mean, you just don't see that.
Super, super talented, but he's just in a big hole right now.
And in the month of May, he was 23 for 104. So that was 220.
Yeah. I don't know,
so
man.
In the last 2 months, May and June, he's hitting, I don't know, what's that average out to about 170?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I just thought he could break out, but I was wrong.
No, he will eventually.
I still got a shot. Still got tonight.
He will eventually, but he's
now,
just.
Now, let me ask you this. If he gets benched tonight, if Davey just decides to give him a day off, is the bet still legit?
No, he's a big loser.
He's a big loser.
He's a big loser.
Big
what are you grasping?
There's no benching caveat.
I thought there might be a caveat.
No, caveat.
All right.
Although I thought it was funny when I asked Rizzo about that. He's like, yeah, sure, we consider that. You know, we would do that. But it wouldn't be performance related. It would just be, you know, give him a day off. Okay.
No. Okay. Well.
One thing about Mike will not publicly.
Ever.
Trashes guys.
Ever.
And you got to respect that. You know, I know the guys respect that.
But if he was to be you know, benched for a day, it's obviously because he's 8 for
60. He needs a mental health day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you give guys days off anyway to keep them fresh. I know Dusty did that a lot last year.
I need a 3 for 4, Bryce. 3 for 4.
I don't see it, man. I would love to know what sort of triggered it. Is it just sort of just the ebb and flow of a long season and he's just in a rut, or is there something, you know, like the Cub deal from 2 years ago? You could see that.
It might be the long season, or it might be like a nagging injury that he's not telling anybody about, or that's still affecting him, and the weight of the contract.
Remember
in the offseason.
Remember we had all the injury theories from 16 too, right? He was playing different out in left or right field or whatever the hell he was.
Yes. Well, it's just rare that you see a superstar player over a 2 month span hit 170. Usually they break out of it.
Especially somebody literally in the prime of his career.
Now, I went to bed when it started to rain. It was about the fourth inning, maybe. Was it bottom four or top four? I don't know what it was. So it was nearly a three-hour rain delay, right? So I only saw his first two at-bats. The first at-bat, he hit into a double play, and the second one, he hit a line. It was kind of a line drive to left. Mm-hmm. He went the other way, hit it to left. I didn't see what he did in his last two at-bats. Did you guys see it? Any chance?
No, that was so late, dude. I was in bed.
Wasn't there like a 2 hour, 40 minute plus rain delay in the game?
It was about 3 hours.
All I was doing was reading the tweets of like Chelsea Jane just lamenting the world's longest rain delay.
Yeah, it was a long
one. Imagine your beat writer. I mean, it's a grind, and then you got rain delays you gotta grind through.
Right.
That's the worst.
Wait until you hear Valdez's story. You will not believe his afternoon yesterday.
Yesterday.
Should we do that next?
Yeah.
I think we should talk about Valdez.
How do you know about it?
He was commiserating with me before the show started.
Oh,
couldn't believe the day he had yesterday.
All right, Cakes, give us the rundown on the guests.
I can do that. Jerry Brewer, Washington Post columnist, is going to join us in just about an hour.
NBA
at 7:20
tonight.
That's right. He'll talk NBA draft and Wizards more specifically. John Rothstein will talk some college hoops with us at 8 a.m. Eddie Matz to talk some baseball at 8:20, and we'll have two special in studio guests at 9 o'clock. Michael Jenkins and Travis Thomas, they're the hosts of DC Sports Live, the new one-hour show on NBC
Sports Washington.
By the way, Rothstein's
not going to talk college hoops as much as he's going to talk NBA draft.
Ah, we can do that as well.
We're not going to preview the top 25.
Probably not. Okay. Probably have an NBA draft lead.
Starting to get geeked
him.
Up for the draft a little bit. This will work. This will work.
It
a little closer.
It can fill Thursday night for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But when we come back, we will talk about Matt Valdez's odyssey yesterday. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, and more PGA stars at the Quicken Loans National. Give you a chance to win those later today. Matt Valdez had one of the wackiest days I've ever heard of yesterday, and I think we just have to turn it over to him to kind of lead us through it.
I feel completely out of the loop because I have no idea what it is. So normally,
remember, he had plans to go to the Nats-Orioles game.
I squeezed a lot of stuff in yesterday.
Right, I couldn't believe everything he did yesterday.
I vaguely remember that. So he was going to go to the Nats game. That's right. He was kind of bragging about it. Right?
Yeah, but listen to everything else he did leading up to it.
I do.
It's blowing my mind. Maybe I'm just lazy or unmotivated or something.
What is that?
This is my frozen Diet Pepsi.
Why do you want a frozen Diet Pepsi?
I need it to thaw out. I had Donk grab it out of the freezer so it will thaw out.
It'll take like 2 days.
It's going to thaw out during the show.
Is that a typical routine of yours?
No,
do you
not
like
really.
To freeze them?
Forgot it.
I just forgot.
I'm going to have a Diet Pepsi slushy toward
squeaker,
the end of the show.
Just buy another one.
It's going to taste delicious because I'm a squeaker.
Right.
That's why.
So normally, Valdez, you do the show and you go home and you probably whistle, fall asleep. But yesterday was a special day. You had some tickets.
Yeah. But also, since Monday is the Purple Heart Open,
yes.
I wanted to squeeze in a round of golf because I got to get warm.
Papa.
You were going to squeeze in golf before the game?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. So I played at Laurel Hill with my boys. Thank you to Gene over there. So I ended up playing golf at 12:30.
All right. You probably don't get off till 5:30.
12:30. It's a 7 o'clock first pitch.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock Park. First pitch.
Yeah.
So,
but you don't mind if you miss the first couple pitches. I mean, if you get in there,
right? And I was going to meet my friends, and they knew that we weren't going to meet like an hour before the game,
right?
Thing. Yeah. It was going to be like 10-15 minutes.
You were coming in hot.
Yeah, I was coming in hot.
Yeah.
So at play golf, we actually finish around 3:54.
By the way, he left something out.
Before, how do you do that?
Before he went to play golf.
How do you play a 3-hour and 50?
I don't know.
Round.
I played one of those since I was like 17.
The course was wide open and it wasn't cart path only.
Before he played golf, he walked Manny, who's I'm sure he's going to change the dog's name once
Mancini.
Manny gets traded.
Yeah.
Walked him and fed him.
I mean, it's not the longest walk in the world.
But you did that.
But yes,
and then
I did
you went and played golf.
Went and played golf, shot 82.
Nice.
Left, and then traffic was kind of bad heading home.
Right.
You could tell something was up, but I ended up stopping off, getting Manny some more food.
More food.
All right, what time is this?
And I get home around 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
So what did you do when you got home?
So I got home. I took Manny for another walk.
Another walk.
These dogs. I don't know you people with these dogs.
Well, they gotta walk them.
Yeah, you gotta walk them.
Walks a day.
They gotta take the dumpies.
You can't just open up the back door and let them run around.
He lives in a condo.
Yeah, I have no silly yard.
Yeah,
where's he gonna let them?
So
he'll run out in the street.
He's gonna let them out on Glebe Road.
So he walks Machado again.
Yeah,
feeds him again.
Feeds him again.
Well, feeding that, and then you just throw it in this stupid bowl and leave.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Put a
scoop not like
in
he hand fed yeah, the dog.
I get a shower.
Six cups of food a day. That dog's gonna bankrupt him.
Right.
Oh, he weighs 121 pounds now. Right. Weighs more than my wife.
Right.
Mine only eats maybe 3 cups a day.
What are you doing? Might be overfeeding, Manny.
Yeah. Isn't that an issue? Like overfeeding? Isn't that a plague?
Is that what
my wife told me that's how much he needs to eat, and I just follow the rules.
So the vet,
I listen to her.
The vet did tell you he needs 6 scoops.
She knows
a day.
More about dogs than I ever will.
All right.
And that's what she told me to do, so I listen.
Sounds like a lot, but okay.
All right, so then
stop eating.
Then I shower.
Yeah.
All right.
Quick. 5 minute shower.
Yeah, such a quick shower. I get dressed and I leave my house by 6 o'clock.
Were you wearing O's gear?
No, I wore my O's Titleist hat though.
Okay.
But I didn't want to, you know, wear orange. And,
right. You didn't want to peacock the game.
Yeah.
And annoy
I mean,
everyone.
I'm
you know what?
I'm over that. I'm
one
30.
Thing you
now.
Did yesterday.
I just had my.
Above.
I just had my
Matt Valdez.
Little hat.
That's
that
it. That's all I
need.
I don't need a jersey.
You know,
I don't need my.
I can't peacock enough wearing cap stuff every single day.
Right.
Every day in here.
So I leave my house by 6 o'clock. All right, and I finally get on 395.
How long should it take you at 6 o'clock to get to the park?
Well, I live 6 miles from the park.
All right. Mm-hmm. So with traffic, it should take you no more than 30 minutes.
Well, I figured I called my buddy when I left my house. I said I should be there around 6:45. We'll get in. We'll still see first pitch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I get on 395.
One.
Nothing but brake lights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I go, well, you know, well, it is rush hour.
Disasterville yesterday.
Well, it is rush hour.
Yeah.
the world's worst accident on Woodrow Wilson.
Did you get caught up in that?
Was paralyzing traffic.
You should have seen the city.
It affected the entire city.
When I left work yesterday.
Shutdown mode.
When I left at like 11 o'clock, the biggest plume of smoke I've ever seen, I could see like across the beltway.
Yeah, I missed it.
And I said, well, that's going to paralyze traffic all day.
I missed it, yeah. I didn't know where it was. I didn't
Big
find out until later.
Big, gigantic multi-car fire. Disaster.
A tractor-trailer hit
like a construction crew on the bridge.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, and then part of the crew was, like, trapped, too.
Right.
So they had, like, Port Authority do a rescue.
Emergency.
They had rescues. They had the cops in the river. Rescuing the construction workers, lowering them down to a boat in the river.
Oh, my God. I was completely oblivious to the whole thing.
It was unbelievable.
I didn't even know somebody died until this morning. Yeah. I didn't even know there was an incident.
So I left my house at 6. Guess what time I got parked here at the station?
No idea.
8:30.
8 o'clock.
All right. 2 hours to go 6 miles.
2 hours to go 6 miles.
I would have just turned around and said, F it.
Well, I set it up
it
with my buddy
better.
A while ago.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I finally get to the stadium. All right. So I have my ticket. And I walk down, and it's basically starting to sprinkle. I walk down. I'm row F. I'm three rows behind the dugout on the first baseline.
You got some of the best seats of your life.
Oh, great seats.
Right.
A Belhaven member gave them to me.
Right.
You know, baller seats.
Right.
I go down there. My my buddies and my wife are already up in the concourse. And as soon as I get down to row F.
Boom. The big tarp out.
Monsoon. Yeah. No. Just starts pouring. And I'm just sitting there drenched. My butt didn't even touch the seat.
Did you know that the storms were coming?
I knew they were coming. I didn't think they were going to be that bad.
Yeah.
But I was hoping maybe it'd be 30 minutes, an hour delay.
I'm on my weather bug all day.
Of course you are.
Where did you go to ride it out?
Up in the concourse. And I sat there and I talked to my wife and my buddy for an hour, had a beer, and left. Didn't see one inning. And I bet the over in the game, and the Orioles won 3-0.
Yeah. Big fat loser.
What was the over?
9.
Right.
Wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close. The best part of the day is I shot 82.
Hey, that's a good hey, but, yeah.
But it was a debacle. And I probably should have checked the traffic, and I probably should have driven to the metro station, and just got out here at Navy Yard.
But I did it, and I'm an idiot. Only seen a couple.
I mean, for someone who's on Twitter all the time, you should have known that the traffic was just a mess.
I know, but I'm not.
He's not
checking Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Seems like it.
Catastrophic day.
2 hours, 6 miles. Everyone was so Rick.
That's why the stadium was freaking empty.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
Oh, yeah,
because of the traffic.
Well, I wanted to turn around.
Weather.
I wanted to turn around and go home.
People knew the storms were coming.
Right.
I knew the storms were coming 4 hours before the game.
So you're done. Like, you're not going to be able to sit in those seats again. You're going to have to beg the guy for another shot.
I did. I tried playing the sympathy card on him.
Yeah, what he said.
He said, that sucks, man. He said, they should restart around 10:30. I said, I'm sure I'm going to be there at 10:30.
Hey, is that the member that I met the one time at the game?
Chris. Yes.
Yeah, good. It. He's a good dude.
You know what? The station has
loaded.
Great seats.
They have really good seats.
You can get access to those seats. They're very similar.
Yeah, you can get access if your name's Grant Paulson.
No, if your name's EB, you can get them.
Yeah.
Not just Grant. Somebody will go in there and get them for you.
Yeah, pull the okie doke.
You go
we
in
can
there,
make it happen.
You get the Heisman when you go in there.
Oh, such a Heisman. I had to beg for Quicken Loans tickets.
Well, do you want
to think how many people want to go to that?
First of all, let's pull back the curtain.
Well, Tigers playing, that would take a lot.
Do you want to tell the audience how many Quicken Loans tickets you were grasping at, or do you want to keep that to yourself?
I had a number in my head, but I was grasping for any kind of tickets. 8.
You were asking for 8?
Yeah.
So how many did you end up getting?
He's like, you think 8 is too many to ask for?
I wasn't going to ask for 8.
Is everyone of your friends broke too?
I wasn't going to ask for 8. I asked for 2, uh-huh. And then maybe I can get 2 somewhere else.
All right. And then 2 somewhere
else. Nickel and dime your way to 8.
Nickel your dime way to 8 instead of just asking for a huge windfall.
You know what it is?
What a dummy.
Valdez likes that he feels like a big silly.
I do.
If he get access to things and dole them out. Because I don't know why you care about your dumb friends. Like, tell them buy their own tickets and you meet you there. But
it's a nice gesture.
You like
they
to
appreciate
feel like
it.
A big silly.
And I like to be owed a favor.
And he asks,
he likes to be owed a favor.
He's showing me the different ticket options on the Quicken Loans website. He goes, do you think I could get a cabana? They're going for $2,000 a day. I was like, I don't know.
Cabanas?
That might be too
expensive.
By the way, yesterday, Jeff Lindsay, who handles all the tickets to all the events, comes up to me and goes, hey, I got a bunch of Quicken Loans tickets if you want them next week.
Right. You're kidding.
Nah.
He's just doing this.
I said, nah.
Hey,
I said, I'm going to be on vacation. But I said, thanks very much.
And you barely got 2.
I could basically be inside the ropes.
That is hilarious.
Walking with Ricky.
Are we? Oh, by the way, are we broadcasting from there, or is that a no-go?
Look at Drab.
No.
No expression on his face.
Because I had Paige's person hit me up and say, let me know. Paige would do the show again. And I think Paige is playing with Ricky Fowler. I said, well, Sice to get both.
Ricky.
She's playing in the pro-am with him?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
But
okay.
We're not going to be there. I'm not interested in a phoner. They're boring.
Unless it was with Ricky.
But that's Ricky. A no-go. Well, a lot of times we go out there.
We haven't been in a couple of years, and I haven't heard anything about it. So,
All right, we got so
what?
So lazy.
We got complacent.
We got so complacent.
I would have done it. I liked going over there.
That's one of the few events I think that we did like doing.
Mm-hmm. But especially when Tiger plays. It's pretty cool.
I'll be out there for sure. I didn't get to get my press pass, though.
I'll see you Saturday with my seven other friends.
Right. He'll have half the gallery in attendance there.
Denny McCarthy's playing this week.
Is he?
Yep. He's playing this week and next week.
That's good.
So he's playing in Quicken, and he's playing this week in the Travelers.
It's only a matter of time, I think, for that guy. I think he's a real deal.
He's been playing really well.
I think he's a real deal. So, you know, sometimes it takes guys a couple years.
He's made like $400,000 already.
Really?
That's a nice
year.
And
he's only, how old is he, 23 maybe?
He's doing really well.
That's a great living.
Now, his travel expenses are probably out of this world.
Yeah, but he's got a Nike contract that pays for all that.
They do?
Yeah. He got a nice Nike contract.
Yeah. He's going to make it. I just got a sense he's going to make it.
Yeah.
Might take him a couple years, but he's going to make it. So keep
it's
an
all
eye
about
on
confidence.
Keep an eye on Denny. Quicken Loans is coming up.
I was talking to his brother Brian McCarthy, who played golf at Loyola. It's a good friend of mine. And I said to Ryan, I said, "How's Denny been playing in practice? Because you know, because he didn't play, he didn't qualify for the U.S. Open, missed it by 2 strokes. But he said he's been balling." I said, "Where'd you guys play?" He goes, "We played at they played at Avenel." And Ryan shot 65. I said, well, he goes, and I got worked. I said, what? He goes, yeah, Denny shot 61.
Oh, Jesus. Well, he better hope he can replicate that during the event.
I mean, I thought, what?
That would be nice.
Those boys can go low. Those
guys can scorch it. Good for them.
Those guys are ballers.
All right, when we come back, we will dive into the Junkies sports page, talk Nats, talk World Cup, NHL awards, and more. That's coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
You know, just reading little article here this morning. We're finally getting some Caps quotes on Barry Trotz's resignation.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't know, Kicks, you want to read some of these in your Ovi voice? How's your Ovi?
I think Ovi's still good. This doesn't sound much like Ovi.
First of all, he's got another epic quote about what happens in Vegas, stay in Vegas, but Stanley Cup, stay with us forever.
Stanley Cup with Ovi forever. Nicky Backstrom think he taking it to Sweden. He wrong.
Right.
He going to have to take me in his carry on to Sweden because I don't give up Stanley Cup.
What was the bid? I saw some GIF or whatever it was yesterday on social media of Backy and Ovi back in Vegas in their tuxes with the cup.
I think we need to dig up that audio of Linda Carter doing the whole setup.
I don't even know what was going on.
There's a good visual component to it as well. They
were like in a fountain.
They kicked it to Linda Carter, who's in the crowd, and she's, you know, hyping up the fact
that she's
a Caps fan. And right.
What was her connection to the Caps? Did she grow up in
the area?
She's
just local.
Yeah,
she's been local for years and years and years.
Is she still married to the politician or divorced from him? I'm not sure. But she's lived here forever.
I think she's married to a guy that died.
Did he pass away?
I think.
I wasn't sure.
Right now, we are going to have a Stanley Cup celebration for all of you.
Stanley Cup.
Since my Washington Capitals won the Cup 2 weeks ago, Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom have been partying nonstop, and I have no idea where they are. Has anyone seen Ovi?
Linda, we both found him! Start the music!
It's just a great visual, too. Like
I didn't see that.
They cut to Ovi and Backy that are... They're on the same little stage that Panic at the Disco was on before they performed before the Stanley Cup final game, right in front of the Bellagio fountains. And
so who is this for? I'm not
it's
following
just for the NHL
it's
awards.
NHL awards.
It's just a bit for the
oh,
for
it's
the
NHL
show.
Awards.
Yeah, they
okay.
give all the
yeah.
awards
oh,
out.
Okay, got it. Got
but
it.
It's a great visual. The fountains go off, and then they cut to Ovi and Backy holding the cup and jumping up and down to the music. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's just part of the extended Stanley Cup celebration that continued back in Vegas last night.
Gotcha.
Capitals
gotcha.
Are front and center, which I like.
Anyway, so Ovi and Backy are some of the guys that are quoted here in Isabel Kershudian's article.
You nailed it.
For the Post.
Yep.
Here are some of the quotes regarding Trotz and him leaving. It's hard when it happened right away, you know. First of all, thanks for him to be with us, to give us a chance to win the cup. All he did was only for the team, not for personal-wise. But I'm pretty sure he'll be fine, and he'll find what he wants. It's sad, but it's a business. Said Backstrom, something you can't take away from Barry is what he's done to this team. Him and the coaching staff has been doing a tremendous job to get us together. He's been schooling us good these 4 years, and we get a good finish out of it. Hopefully there's no hard feelings. He's always going to be remembered in Washington as a champion, which is great, which he deserves. So it seems to be pretty much, you know, great feelings all the way around there.
Why would there be anything otherwise? I mean, it just turned out the front office didn't have the faith in Barry Trotz, didn't think he could coach out of the second round. And then in his lame duck year, he brings the Stanley Cup home.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't change their minds as far as they didn't think he should be compensated amongst the level of guys who are making $5-6+ million per year. They didn't think he was worth that sort of money. And they have an in-house guy in Reardon that they're just going to
think he can do
toss the keys to. Yep.
Yeah, they're of the mindset, and I'm sure it's accurate that, you know, there are plenty of coaches that could coach this team, but you have to get the right guy. And Trotz proved to be ultimately the right guy,
in my opinion. And this is just my opinion. Barry Trotz goes down as the greatest coach in Washington Capitals history
because he
brought the hardware home.
He has to.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, all of you other Washington Capitals coaches. I know there are some of you of note. Brian Murray.
Yeah.
Racked up a lot of wins.
Boudreaux had a lot of wins.
Boudreaux had a ton of wins.
But
sorry,
they didn't bring home the cup.
Barry Trotz is numero uno, number one, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that.
He's my guy. He helped bring home the Stanley Cup.
I think what also, and I maintained this all along, what also makes this easier for the guys to swallow is that they are bringing an in-house guy. And anytime there's change.
Right.
Smooth transition.
Almost unanimous. Almost 100% of the time. Guys will lobby for in-house guys.
Mm-hmm. I believe I saw an Ovi quote that said, if it's Reardon, it should be fun.
Right.
Something along those lines.
He said,
lines.
If it's Todd, I'm sure a lot of guys, everybody's going to be really happy. He's a guy who's a very good communicator, very good specialist, and have lots of respect from us. So, anyway, just thought that was interesting. We've been kind of waiting for some of the player quotes regarding Trotz. Any more Trotz sightings out there? Are we tailing his planes? Are we seeing
outside of Newark and Seattle? I haven't heard of him touching down in any other spots.
Probably still in Seattle.
Could be. Could have gone up to Canada from there. Who knows?
Right. Also reading this morning about Kevin Huerter and, you know, how well he did in Chicago. They're saying there's one, I guess, scout or analyst that said nobody improved their stock more than Kevin Huerter did, testing the waters for the NBA.
That's why he won't be back in College Park.
Yeah, first-round money. Fall.
I didn't realize this. Back in the day, it used to be guaranteed 3-year deal. I believe now it's a guaranteed 2-year deal. That's what I read. You know, you could get a longer deal, I'm sure, if you negotiate it.
So it's a 2-year with a third-year team option?
Maybe something like that.
Well, I know that Utah expressed heavy interest in Kevin.
Yeah.
So did the Lakers. The Lakers really liked him, and Utah really liked
him. What we heard initially when he announced was that he had three guarantees to go in the first round.
Yeah, I didn't hear about the third one.
Yeah, I didn't even know who they were, but that he had three.
What time does the NBA draft start tonight? Please tell me it's like at 7:30. Or is it it's probably 8. Probably 8 o'clock.
Probably 8 o'clock.
So another interesting thing with the draft coming up tonight. So probably a lot of people aren't following this, but there's a kid, Anthony Simmons, who instead of going to college or instead of going over to Europe to play, he went to IMG, right, to do a PG year at post-grad year at IMG. And he's kind of an interesting prospect. He's got all the talent in the world. I don't think he's that big, right?
He's about 6'3".
Yeah. So you never know where those guys are going to land. But I think it's fascinating that, listen, I know a lot of lacrosse kids that go to IMG. I know, you know, that's an unbelievable facility and academy, and they just groom studs. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was the right thing for him. But it's so funny that he talks about going there and, like, when you go to college, you have to go to 3 classes a day.
Right.
you go to IMG, you just work in the gym. And I've heard similar stories like that in other sports. Mm-hmm. In other words, academics is important,
nothing.
Not at all.
Hold on,
at IMG.
Do they have like no academic component whatsoever, or it's just
I've heard crazy things.
Throwaway?
I've heard crazy things to the point where one kid, and I could say this, one lacrosse kid who eventually went into college, told the college coach, they were like, "How come you weren't in class today?" He said, "Well, we have a game tomorrow." He goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "At IMG, if we had a game the next day, we didn't have to go to class.
Yeah.
That was his experience. I'm not saying that's how it is for everyone.
Right.
But he says, if it was a game day or the day before a game, we didn't have to go to class.
Awad, can you do some digging and find the course curriculum for some of the athletes at the IMG Academy? I believe is that in Bradenton, Florida?
Yeah, somewhere
down
there.
Located?
I didn't know they did basketball.
Oh, yeah.
They do everything. Football, basketball, apparently lacrosse.
It's just an athletic factory.
It's a factory.
Yeah, it's just churns them some out. Guys, churns out big sillies.
Some guys, and just look at all the Duke and Kentucky kids. All right. I mean, think about Coach K's recruiting philosophy over the last 10 years. Right? He turned into Calipari.
Right.
Some guys literally do not want to go to class at all.
Right.
And they certainly don't want to go to class for the second year.
Well, can you blame
them? So it
them?
Doesn't matter.
Especially if they're one and doneers and they know that they're a top five or top 10 pick. Why would you ever want to go to
a
class?
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Trayvon Duvalis
right.
of the world.
Right.
Who won't go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like class so much. Now, if he came back for a sophomore year, he's probably going in the first round next year.
Right.
He doesn't want to go to class at all, so he's willing to risk it, and he'll be a second-round pick.
Here's Simmons' typical day. On a typical day, he'd report to the gym for a skills session and shoot around on 7 a.m. After breakfast, he did attend a college-level class at 9, although he did no schooling during the second semester. So during the second semester, they just completely punted any image of that.
And by the way, college level class is very nebulous.
Very vague. Was it bowling?
As to what he's studying.
Yeah.
If he's studying anything at all.
That just means anything that's offered in college.
You know what he's studying? The 2-3 matchup zone.
Exactly.
What he's studying.
So hold on. He did one class the first semester.
Right.
He had it looked like his course load was a one class.
Okay.
Then a shooting session just before lunch. Then reports to team practice at 2 p.m. followed by strength and conditioning at 4. At 5:30, he had something IMG calls an athletic personal development, an hour-long session that included yoga, nutrition, mental conditioning, all that stuff. Hey, listen, I'm not hating on it. I think it's great, but it's just a fraud to call that place a school.
Right.
It's, you know what I mean?
No, it's an academy.
Yeah.
It's an academy. It's an athletic
just
academy.
There's nothing academic about that spot at
all. Just call
it
the IMG Athletic Academy.
In fact, I wonder how a kid can go there. Let's say, like for example, a sport like lacrosse. How can you – there's a pro league out there that the guys make like $500 a week.
Right. You have to have an extra job.
Unless you're Paul Rabel.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You're a marketing superstar.
Yeah, you've got to work somewhere.
It's like a hobby.
99% of the guys that play in the MLL have jobs.
Yeah.
And they fly to their games on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how – so there's no potential really for money. How if a kid goes to IMG, let's say, to play lacrosse, get an extra year, and then hope to go to Maryland or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to ruin your study habits. Like, by the time
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because you had a year where it didn't matter.
Yeah, you don't know how to study anymore.
You don't know how to study anymore. It's not, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Safe to say.
But they put out studs.
The emphasis there is on athletics, not academics.
Yeah.
They're getting guys ready for the next level in football and basketball for the most part.
That's what it is. It's a workout center.
Yeah.
It really
it's
is.
A performance center.
You want to go there and be a baller, though.
Yeah, I get it.
Hmm.
But we'll have John Rothstein on.
Where's he projected?
Later.
Is he projected like late?
Who are we talking about?
Anfernee Simmons.
Second round.
Second round?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe late first.
Late first, maybe second. You never know. Once you get past about 25, I think anything can happen. Hell, once you get past 15. They've got Justin Jackson projected to go to the 40s, something like that. The site that I follow, they're usually pretty good. I'm going to predict he doesn't get drafted.
When we come back, we'll get more into the Junkie Sports page, talk about the upcoming World Cup matchups, and at 7:20, Jerry Brewer to talk about what the Wizards will do in tonight's NBA draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.